It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Lofting it deep, right side, in the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes, at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
And we decided to go with the football open because that's what they're talking about today in Blacksburg. With all the questions around this coach and that coach, we do get one unsolved mystery solved today, and that is Logan Thomas returning for his senior season. And joining us right now, he is named yesterday to the 2013 Virginia Sports Hall of Fame class for this season, Mr. Bill Roth. Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, partner. Thank you. I was really excited for Logan today, and I'm excited for Tech fans, too. I wasn't sure till yesterday what he was going to do, and I think he made the right decision.
Why do you think he made the right decision? For someone who maybe saw him this year, maybe saw him struggle, but heard that he could potentially go in the first or second round, why do you personally feel that he made the right call?
I don't know that he would go that high. I think that everybody talked about it's a weak field of quarterbacks this year. I think people felt like Geno Smith would go in the first round, but after that, Barkley's physical status is a question mark. And then he had probably Mike Glennon. And there may not be a quarterback other than Geno picked in the first round. And I think if he gets his act together, his mechanics down, plays the way he did as a sophomore, Logan will be a first-round pick next year. And the money difference between the first and third round is huge. And I think he knows he can play better. He had a very mediocre season. Even though, you know, his yards were great and he threw a lot of touchdowns, he threw far too many interceptions and his accuracy wasn't as good as a junior as he was as a sophomore. I think he can be great as a quarterback, but he's got to get the right people around him and get in a system where he can thrive a little bit.
We'll get to that here in just a second. I want to talk to you about the things that are flying around, about potential coaching changes. But just sticking for Logan himself, and I love talking to the guy. I love having him on the show. But he said something in his press conference at the end of the year where he said, I don't feel that I'm ready to start in the NFL. And I think next year, and this is just the nature of the beast of being sports fans, next year everybody's going to be so infatuated with what Russell Wilson and Robert Griffin III and Andrew Luck all did in their rookie seasons that we've now upped the bar on expectations for rookie quarterbacks. And if he's saying he doesn't feel that he's ready to start in the NFL, and he's probably not ready to be in the NFL.
I agree with that. But, you know, Luck stayed too. And I think that probably helped him this year. But, you know, Boyd's coming back at Clemson. I think there's a lot of guys just like college. And Logan said something interesting when he did his interview earlier. He said that he didn't want to leave with a sour taste in his mouth with a 7-6 season that Virginia Tech just had. So it's probably a combination of things. But I'm glad, selfishly, that he's coming back. I think it'd be tough to look at this season without him. So I'm glad from a selfish standpoint and from a Tech standpoint that our QB's back.
And you brought up there about Luck. I know that we've looked here at how offenses are changing in college football to help quarterbacks get ready for the NFL, but I think there is something to be said for these guys sticking around another year.
Well, I think what you saw with Thomas was when he had four senior offensive linemen during the 2011 season, first-round NFL kind of back in Wilson, and then veteran receivers like a Danny Cohen and Jarrett Boykin, he was really good. And you put good people around him. And I would say this, I think Luck had good people around him at Stanford. And I know Taj Boyd has really good people around him at Clemson. And you take those people away and put some kids that aren't as experienced and expect the level to maintain itself, it won't happen. And I think the people around him have a chance to be better this fall at Virginia Tech. And clearly, I mean, nothing official has happened at Tech, as we know, but I think everyone, you don't have to read much between the lines here. I mean, Coach Beamer said at the end of last season and at the bowl game that we were trying to do too many things offensively. He said they were all good ideas, but we had too many good ideas. And I think that the offense this year at Virginia Tech, regardless of what it looks like, it won't be the hodgepodge. You know, I was talking with a friend yesterday. Our offense at times was like K&W. You know, the buffet?
Been there many times.
Yeah, there's like 100,000 things on the buffet. And nothing against K&W, but you can't be everything to everybody. And K&W probably has really good chicken parm, but they don't have as good chicken parm as the top Italian place in town. And that's my point. I think that we have to figure out what we want to do and do it. And I think Coach Beamer has pretty much said that. It's hard to be a pro offense, pistol offense, four wide offense, spread offense, and practice 2 hours a day. That's all you can practice in college, and try to do that every week successfully.
He's Bill Roth in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. Once again, if you're just tuning in, recapping the big story out of Virginia Tech, Logan Thomas going to stay at Virginia Tech, and he's going to forego the NFL draft to come back for another year. And obviously, as I said this last week, I know it puts you in an odd situation because nothing's official, nothing's confirmed, but I know you read, I know you hear, I know you see what's going on. You got reports here about Auburn, ex-Auburn offensive coordinator Scott Loeffler could be in the position to be the new offensive coordinator at Virginia Tech. Nothing's been confirmed yet, but just in your curiosity, what have you found out about Scott Loeffler?
Well, I'll be honest with you, but we were in Atlanta on Saturday, and I was in Richmond all day yesterday, and in meetings all day today that had nothing to do with football. So I've not talked with any of our coaches other than I saw Coach Johnson, I saw JJ last night. So you may know more than me on this one, Wes, and I'm not dodging the question. I've just been a little bit consumed with basketball and some other stuff around here, and then spent yesterday down at the state capitol in Richmond, so I was totally, absolutely out of the loop with my phone off.
That's cool. I will get to that coming up. But what we're doing next is we're going to get to why you were in Richmond yesterday. And yes, you are Mr. Humble, but I'm going to put you on the spot and praise you. We'll do that next with Bill Roth and the Cowan Gates Roth Report right here on Sports Radio 910.
Hey, this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in Tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
We're back on the Cowan Gates Roth Report with Bill Roth, the voice of the Hokies, who was in Richmond yesterday, being honored as part of the 2013 class for the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame. 25 years in the broadcast booth of Virginia Tech. This has been your home. This has been your turf. This has been your place. And I know, you know, there's Hall of Fames all over the place, but what was it like for you to hear that word that you're going to be in the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame?
Well, it was really an honor, and I got to spend yesterday with Coach Tarrant and talk basketball with him and Bobby Ross and hear some great stories. And that's what it was really about yesterday, was being around people who are really good storytellers and hear their stories. I really enjoyed it. It was the first time I've ever had a chance to just hang out with Coach Tarrant and his wife and hear some great stories. It was really neat to be at the Capitol in the Rotunda and see the paintings and see the statues and be in the Senate and be in the House and meet all the Hokies. There are a lot of Hokies at the state capitol and the Senate and the whole General Assembly, even some of the state capitol police are Tech fans. So it was nice to visit with them.
And you're not the only Tech guy going in. You're not going Hokie alone in there either.
Yeah, Cornell Brown, which is great because Cornell, hey, he changed everything when he signed with Tech in February of 93 because we were coming off a 2-8-1 season. Things weren't looking good, and he was the top defensive player in the state, if not the region. And he came to Tech, and then that opened the door for guys like Kenny Oxendine the following year. And as you see over the last 20 years, a lot of good players from the state come to Tech, but he was really the first.
Who was the coolest note, the coolest message you got yesterday? I saw Twitter really blew up for you, but who was the coolest note or maybe somebody you haven't heard from in a long time?
Wow, good question. Well, you, of course.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it, it
that.
It was nice to hear from you. Some college friends, a lot of the other announcers from some of the other schools and the teams. So it was nice. I'm really honored, and it's great, and I'm very thankful. And there are a lot of good broadcasters in there, and good writers, good journalists, and great athletes. So it's a great sports Hall of Fame. I'd put the Virginia Hall of Fame in terms of the quality of the athletes that are in there up with any state. It's really amazing when you look at all the NFL and NBA players from our state. It's really awesome. I'm going to get in trouble with the K&W people, though.
Why?
Well, I mean, I'd knock. Who's got the best chicken parm in Richmond? I mean, I don't even know. Maggiano's?
I don't know. I like Chianti over at Gate and Crossing. They're pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. But no, you know, you're not knocking K&W.
I know.
You get what you get with K&W. And there's people, sadly, there's people here in Richmond don't know what we're talking about with K&W. So when in the area of Blacksburg or Roanoke, stop by K&W.
K&W, exactly. Your salespeople are going to be, why are they talking about all these restaurants?
I know. I've been out there. I know that turf. I know where you're eating. Bill Roth and Mike Burnett back on the airwaves Saturday against Wake Forest.
Yeah, yep. It'll be a good ball game. And we had a great win over Georgia Tech. I was really impressed with the defensive stops. You know, we weren't stopping anybody there for a while. I mean, at Maryland, like the PA announcer scored, who got a double-double on us from Maryland. But Wake Forest, we got a bunch of stops, and it was good to see.
All right. 2 o'clock, 1:30 pregame. Bill, congratulations again, buddy.
Thanks, Wes. I appreciate it.
You
buddy.
Got
have a great
it,
week.
Bill. Bye-bye. Bill Roth. Now I'm hungry for K&W. Jesse, you have any clue what K&W is?
I have no idea.
Oh, K&W. I've only been to the ones in Roanoke, but it's got everything. It does. It has everything. And mostly everything's fried, but it's good. It's, you know, it's kind of like going to one massive buffet. It's good stuff.